Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 7th of May. India has conducted military strikes against Pakistan overnight, and Pakistan's defence minister has pledged to retaliate. The move to military action had been anticipated, and investors appear to be expecting the situation to remain relatively contained. The extent of the Pakistani response will be the next market focus. The potential for global disruption from Indo-Pakistan tensions does seem to be relatively limited, particularly in the context of a long history of disputes between the two countries. Germany has a new chancellor after a slight misstep in the Bundestag. The failure of Chancellor Merz to win the chancellery on the first vote is unprecedented, but it's worth remembering that secret ballots are not the norm in the Bundestag. If members of the government coalition wanted to protest without personal repercussions, this was the moment to do so. The second vote saw Merz elected, and votes on policy will not allow the same opportunities for anonymised dissent. While the failure of Merz to win the first round of the election is evidence of some dissent, certainly, it would be unwise to extrapolate from that into questions about policy effectiveness in the future. With German politics presumably now back on track, trade seems, once again, set to dominate the headlines. Yesterday, US President Trump seemed to be suggesting that the United States would dictate terms to foreign countries for access to US markets. This appears to be a return to the mistaken belief that tariffs are paid by foreign suppliers, when in fact they are paid by domestic buyers. Trump's reluctance to identify forthcoming trade deals was also rather contradicting the narrative of countries rushing to do trade deals. However, markets have been cheered by the suggestion that US Treasury Secretary Bessent will be talking about de-escalating the trade conflict with Chinese officials this weekend. It is very unlikely that there'll be a deal at this stage. Bessent is not necessarily blinking at China, but is possibly winking at them. However, China, and indeed other countries negotiating with the United States, have a strong incentive to wait until the economic damage of the US trade taxes becomes more obvious within the US economy. With all of this as a backdrop, the US Federal Reserve meets to decide on interest rates. 94 out of 94 surveyed economists expect no change, and so there can be no change. That many economists in agreement could not possibly be wrong. And if they are wrong, then there's something seriously amiss with the Fed's communications. Of course, it is the press conference and the general tone of the meeting that is of most interest to investors. Tariffs, damage to economic growth, and the increase in inflation, including second-round inflation effects, are still sufficiently uncertain that investors are craving guidance from policymakers. That the Federal Reserve is likely to be just as in the dark as anyone else does not stop there being an obsessive fixation with what Fed Chair Powell says today. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.